current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, and welcome to today's episode of News Right Now, Hush Money. On the 22nd of June, President Kais Saied of Tunisia made his first official visit to France since he was voted into office in October last year. During a press conference with France's Prime Minister Macron, bold statements were made proving their friendship and support for one another. However, the dynamics of the relationship between occupier and occupied was obvious. Saied was careful not to step out of line and was seen to approve of every statement made by Macron. Speaking in Arabic, he had to apologetically explain that it was to allow the people of Tunisia to hear his speech well as well as appease his host. At this time where Western nations are being made to acknowledge the horrors of their colonial past and apologize and make amends for their misdeeds, Saied shamefully described the 75 years of Tunisia's colonization by France as protection rather than occupation. Tunisia's parliament recently rejected a motion calling on France to apologize for crimes committed during the colonial era and pay reparations. Those against the motion argued that such a move would spell economic disaster, given that France is Tunisia's top trading partner and number one foreign investor. It is also home to 1 million Tunisians. President Kais Saied said, quote, "As the French proverb says, whoever apologizes condemns himself," unquote. Adding that, quote, "Tunisia was under the protection system and not a direct occupation, as was the case in Algeria," unquote. He then added, quote, "And it is better if the apology was through financial compensation or sending projects in the country," unquote. Saied and others in responsibility in Tunisia have always shown their subservience to France. Successive governments in Tunisia have abandoned the duty to take care of people's affairs and have been satisfied with the role of a broker with the colonial circles, opened the country to plundering by colonial companies under the cover of foreign investments, partnership and privatization, plunged the country into indebtedness, mortgaged the country's economy to Western powers, and plunged its people into a spiral of unemployment, deprivation, and exclusion, all done in fulfillment to the conditions of the International Monetary Fund, the actual ruler of the country. In this visit, Saied has whitewashed the true reality of the French occupation of Tunisia between 1881 and 1956, which was brutal. The colonists committed hundreds of crimes, including the wholesale burning of crops, destroying whole villages, ethnic cleansing, and the killing of civilians. It was reported that between 8,000 and 10,000 Tunisians were killed by the French occupation forces. They attempted to wipe away the Tunisian identity by changing the language, getting Tunisians to convert to Christianity, and laying down harsh conditions for the remaining Muslims. But this was not something new. France's colonial empire, concentrated in North Africa, began in the 1830s, where they silently stirred inward rivalry, deepening their foothold in the region, planted their continued involvement for the future. Doesn't President Kais Saied know that the protection treaty signed by Mohammed al-Sadiq Bey in 1881, the Treaty of Bardol, was carried out under the threat of the French army that stormed the capital coming from the occupied Algerian region, and that the treaty stripped the country of its sovereignty, where the French commissioner general became the de facto ruler of the country? Is money good enough to compensate the blood of the martyrs, the dignity of Muslim women, and the injustice and oppression that was experienced by our brothers and sisters in the past? Macron also used this press conference to make it clear that France has interests in the region, with statements about Libya and Turkey's involvement there, knowing full well that there will be support, or at least no opposition, from Tunisia for its plans. These plans, as always, are designed to serve the colonialists. Kais Saied and the Tunisian government have shown, that they are only subordinate slaves to their French masters. The Prophet ﷺ described in a hadith such ignorant rulers as Rawaybida. Abu Huraira reported the Messenger of Allah ﷺ said,
سيأتي على الناس سنوات خداعات يصدق فيها الكاذب ويكذب فيها الصادق ويؤتمن فيها الخائن ويخون فيها الأمين وينطق فيها الرويبضة. قيل وما الرويبضة؟ قال الرجل التافه في أمر العامة.
Years of treachery will come over people in which liars are believed and the truthful are denied. The deceitful are trusted and the trustworthy are considered traitors, and the disgraceful will deliver speeches. It was said, who are the disgraceful? The Prophet said, petty men with authority over the common people. Source, Sunan Ibn Majah. Tunisia and all Muslim lands today need a strong leader, a ruler that rules by Islam and establishes the Islamic system. The Khilafah on the method of the Prophethood alone will sweep away Western influence in all its forms, pillars, and symbols. The Khilafah will not beg for apologies, nor accept hush money, and allow the colonialists to carry on their projects unaffected in any way that they please. The Khilafah, as the caretaker of the Ummah's affairs, will take the colonial powers to account for their crimes, and it will enter with glory into their capitals and implement the justice of Islam on the face of the earth as it did so in the past. Jazakumullahu khairan for joining us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.